You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Sam Norris and Alex Dunn on this week's edition, looking ahead to the best of the action from across the continent. We've got two games in Spain and one from France to enjoy. First things first, Alex. Hello and welcome back. You weren't here last week. Where were you last week?
Where was I last week?
You were on William Hill's retail shop service.
Yeah, I think I was.
On the day we did the podcast, I believe.
I think I was. And then I worked the weekend. And then I've been down to Cheltenham.
You have?
Oh, it was lovely, Sam. Just lovely. And we're recording this just before the Gold Cup on Friday.
Been a busy week in William Hill Towers, hasn't it?
I'm going to level with you, listeners. Football has not been at the forefront of anyone's mind this week. But it is now, or at least it has been for me for the last couple of hours while I've been looking at the games for this week. And, yeah, hopefully we can have a winner or two. There's three good games, at least.
Yes, absolutely. And to be fair, this week We have seen some football. Leicester through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. They've been handed a not awful draw against Atletico Madrid. It could have been worse. It possibly could have been better. Manchester City knocked out by a free-scoring Monaco side, who I think could be real dark horses for it. They've got a very nice quarterfinal draw against Borussia Dortmund, who I think are probably the worst side left in the competition, bar Leicester, of course. But that was a very professional job done by Leicester over two legs. And who'd have thought they'd make the quarterfinals?
Absolutely. And it was almost expected, I think, once they got the away goal, that they'd be able to turn it round. And obviously they've had a fair bit of upheaval in the last few weeks with Ranieri out and Shakespeare in. But whether long-term Craig Shakespeare is the man for the job, I'm not so sure. But at the same time, he's having that new manager effect, even though he's not a new manager.
Yes,
really.
Correct.
Can I level with you?
Yeah, level away.
I didn't know the Champions League draw.
It was this morning, to be fair. So I've been
on shops again. I've been doing the early Cheltenham shops, and then I've been doing my European prep, and I did not know that. So you just broke the news to me there.
Would you like to know the Champions League draw in full?
I would, actually.
I'm going to try and record off the top of my head now. Atletico Madrid against Leicester.
Yes.
Borussia Dortmund versus Monaco.
Yes.
Bayern Munich versus Real Madrid.
Ooh.
Tasty.
Nice.
And who else is left in the competition?
Barca
and Juventus. But I feel like they haven't got each other. Are those the only other two teams left?
Yeah, it must be. Must be.
Juve, Barca then. Yeah, Barca, Juve.
That is interesting.
Because that Dortmund-Monaco quarterfinal, whoever progresses out of that semi, you would want to draw. As I mentioned there, I think Dortmund are, after Leicester, the worst side left in it. They're not having a great season in the Bundesliga. I think that's very winnable for Monaco, and I think they're real dark horses for the Champions League.
Do you know what? I couldn't argue with you with that. I certainly think they will get through against Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, definitely.
And they can beat anyone right now. They really can. They're that free-flowing.
Yeah, and they just score so many goals from so many areas of the pitch. I mean, they've got, in Mendy and Sidibe, like two of the best bombing on fullbacks.
Yeah.
And all their great players are under 22. I've no doubt some of them will get poached by other clubs, but they're building a seriously formidable side there.
They've got a lot of momentum at the minute as well. And I know people will be listening to this going, well, hang on, this is the European Football Podcast and the pundit didn't know the Champions League fixtures.
Rubbish.
I've been very busy.
Rubbish.
I've been doing Cheltenham stuff and our TV's in the office. We've got some lovely big TVs. Not too big. Not too big, don't worry.
But just, big enough.
Oh, they're pretty big.
Yeah, they are pretty big.
And they've just got horses everywhere.
Yeah.
So I've not seen it. I've not been on social media today. So sorry. But look, you might not have known too. You might have had a hard day at work.
True.
You may have been looking at Cheltenham as well. You may have just been looking at boring stats and figures and Excel spreadsheets or whatever you do. I get the feeling a lot of our listeners work in offices. I don't know why. You might have been cleaning windows. You might have been just walking your dogs. You might have had a day off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other professions. You might have been flying a plane.
Correct.
Delivering milk. or feeding lions,
or any number of the millions of jobs that there are available.
I'm not going to keep going through.
We won't list them all. No, the Champions League outright betting, by the way, if anyone is interested: Barcelona 13-5, Bayern Munich 100-30, Atletico Madrid 11-2, Real Madrid 11-2, Dortmund 8-1. I couldn't have them at that price. 11-1 Juve, Monaco 12s, and Leicester 25-1 for the Champions League. Manchester United have also been left at the head of the Europa League betting at 6-4 after Roma were knocked out. That looks a really presentable opportunity for them to get into the Champions League now.
That's the reason why they want to win it.
Yes, although they sort of toiled over two legs against Rostov,
who
did make it difficult for them.
Yeah, and there were some good sides in that competition.
Lyon and Schalke both remain.
Yeah, I just think that United, they should win that.
Yeah.
They should. Whether they do or not, I'm not entirely sure, but I think this time next season, Man U could be a real force. But anyway,
yeah,
we're getting into punt territory here.
We are indeed.
And if you don't want to hear the punt, by the way, Dave Kellner, Tom Kerwin and Derek McGovern.
On the Punt Podcast.
Was it Dave Kellner or was it you?
It was Dave Kellner. I'm on the FWA Kellner podcast this week.
Mix and match.
Let's move on to the European football this weekend. Then we'll look at three games all on Sunday, beginning with the 3:15 kickoff in La Liga. Two teams that we've spoke about in brief detail. Atletico Madrid are at home to Sevilla. It's 4-6 here for Atleti. The draw is 14-5, 9-2 for Sevilla. Differing fortunes in the Champions League midweek. Atletico played out a poor draw against Leverkusen. They got the job done in the first leg to go through. And Sevilla, as we mentioned, were knocked out by Leicester. And Atletico and Sevilla are very close together in the La Liga table. There's 5 points between the two. Sevilla, who for a long portion of the season were properly in the title hunt. They're not really so much anymore. But Atletico Madrid, 5 points behind, will be desperate to close the gap, because if you finish in the top three in La Liga, as it is in the Premier League, you don't have to go through a qualifying round for next year's Champions League, which is always nice to avoid if you can.
Sevilla are still in the title race. Do you
think they are?
They need to win here.
With Madrid having a 5-point cushion and a game in hand, I'm ruling them out.
And a better goal difference.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just think that they've still got a squeak. And they're not... They are disrespectfully priced up in this game against Atleti. Because
I'd agree with that, yeah.
This season, they have been better. At the same time, though, as you said, this is a real six-pointer.
Mm.
Because Atleti can really gain ground. Atleti's home form is normally really solid. It's littered with defeats here and there every now and again this season. Against sides like Real Madrid, Barcelona, and the one against Las Palmas, maybe not great. That was in the Copa del Rey.
And they were drawing those games last season, weren't they?
Yes.
Rather than losing them.
And that's the difference. They're just not quite keeping quite as many clean sheets at home, but still plenty. They're just not quite winning the Atleti way, if you like. Similarly, Sevilla's away form this season. Almost a similar story to Atleti's home form. Mm. But Sevilla would have taken that at the start of the season because their away form has been pretty dire in recent seasons. Their away form's actually been okay. But again, still, there's defeats here and there and sometimes pretty heavy ones. So they lost at Granada 2-1. That's a stinker of a result. They lost 3-0 at Real in the Copa del Rey, 3-1 at Espanyol and 2-0 at Leicester. But in between those, you know, a couple of games unbeaten here and there. I think, and it's just a gut feeling this, but with Sevilla having come out of Europe and everything, you look at the betting here and Sevilla at 9-2, you go, whoa, that's way too big. And it is. But I think Sevilla could be in for a pasting here.
Really?
I really do. So it's not going to be the best value bet ever, you know. But yeah. I just think Atleti will give them a good seeing to here, to be honest. I think they really could. So the boring bit of me says, let's go old school. Atleti win to nil.
Right.
Has got to be tempting. But at the same time, I think Atleti could score two or three here. So Atleti minus a goal at 7-4. That's probably the way that I'd end up going with this. I just think, and it's very un-Atleti, and on form, you wouldn't really want to take Sevilla to lose at not the best price, let's be fair.
Yeah.
4-6 isn't great.
Yeah, I'd agree.
But I think you can sort of get a bit more value by looking for more. I think Atleti go to town here.
Okay.
And I say a gut feeling. Sevilla will be low after that Leicester defeat.
Definitely.
Because it was very avoidable. It's not like they've gone to Barca and...
Yeah. I mean, they'll have been absolutely delighted with that draw in the last 16 and to have gone out over two legs and not made the quarterfinals after they've drawn Leicester.
I think I'm right in saying this is the first time that they've been out of European competition for something like 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah, because they've won the previous three Europa Leagues, yeah, haven't they? Yeah.
So it's something like that. Yeah, it's the first time that they've not actually been actively live in European competition. So I just think they've got to be careful that their season doesn't
unravel now.
Yeah, and I say unravel because they'll still finish in the top four and that'll still be fantastic. But I think Atleti win this. I think they win it well. -1 will be the eventual selection.
Okay. Atletico Madrid minus a goal at 7-4. Who finishes higher in La Liga this year? And do they finish third or better?
They finish third and it's Atleti.
Atleti. Okay.
Just off the back of this game, I think.
Right, yeah.
If Sevilla can avoid defeat, I think they'll probably just have enough to sneak over the line. But if Atleti win this, have a bit of momentum behind them,
and it will just turn
into a battle for third. And I think Atleti could just about get enough. But then you've also got to think Atleti are still in Europe. You know,
yes, yeah, of course.
They will now have to focus their attentions elsewhere, perhaps, and say, look, we don't mind qualifying next year if it means that we get a good tilt at winning it this time around.
Yeah, of course.
We'll see. But I just think Atleti, the wrong price at 4-6, but it's a sort of heart-ruling head in a way.
Okay.
I think that they'll give Sevilla a bit of a tonking.
Okay, Atletico Madrid then minus a goal against Sevilla is in the betting at 7-4. That's the selection for Alex. We stay in La Liga then for the 7:45 kickoff on Sunday, which is Barcelona taking on Valencia. 1-7, the price of Barca here. 17-2 for the draw, and Valencia are in the betting at 16-1. It's been a poor season for Valencia, but they have at least in recent weeks and months alleviated what were genuine relegation concerns before Christmas. They were right down there. They've probably lifted themselves up to something like safety now. As to be fair, everyone's really pulling away from the bottom three. But the fact remains, it's been a disappointing season for Valencia. Barcelona were incredible a couple of weeks ago when turning the game around against PSG, albeit they did get a slice of fortune with the Suarez penalty. But to then go from that PSG game to lose 2-1 to Deportivo La Coruña, it was a European hangover, is what a lot of people would call it.
Yeah.
But it was a flat performance against Deportivo. But this is a good chance to bounce back at the Nou Camp.
Both Barca and Real have been a bit stuttery recently.
Mm.
And it's frustrating. But like you said, Barca against PSG, that was incredible. But you look at the games leading up to that, 6-1 at home to Gijón. And then 5-0 at home to Celta Vigo. That's a Celta Vigo side who are
good.
They are good.
Mm.
I do enjoy watching them. And the table may not do them that much justice so far this season, but I think you can almost upgrade that performance. But then losing at Depor, not fantastic by any means. And like you said, Valencia, on the whole, a poor season.
Yeah.
But they'd have taken being in this position a few months ago.
Absolutely.
They have managed to get themselves out of it to an extent. They're still not going to get anything here, though. And this is another one. I think Barca will run riot here. I really do. I think that Barca will... They'll be smarting from the Deportivo loss. They'll know that they have to win pretty much every game now to keep the pressure on Real. And for all that Valencia have improved, they're still fundamentally a bit pants, aren't they?
Yes.
Now, again, value-wise, not loads of it. Barca -2 at 3-4 was where I was looking, and I don't like that at 3-4. You're asking for a lot there for still a very much odds-on shot.
Yes.
What I do like quite a bit, and still, you've got Messi anytime 4-9, Suarez anytime 4-9, Neymar anytime 17-20. I don't know why he's so much bigger, because... And I know you'll go, you know, you can look at the stats and go, well it's because he doesn't score as many, obviously.
Yeah.
But he sort of does.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in bad form at the minute by any means.
And he was integral to the turnaround against PSG.
Absolutely. So the enhanced odds, Neymar to score and Barca to win 2-0, 3-0 or 3-1. So you're getting Barca -1 there and -2 in one instance.
Yes.
Plus Neymar scoring was 6-1, is now 13-2. I'm amazed that's 13-2.
Yeah,
I'm amazed it should have been 6-1. I'd have probably had that maybe fours.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the correct score element of it. Barca could win 4-0 and you'd lose.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But you're even allowing for Barca to let a goal in there and still win. That's going to be the outright selection.
Okay.
It has to be. It's just too big. And plus, Barca -2, 3-4 is way too short. Neymar anytime's a good price. 17-20.
Yes, I like that.
I'm quite happy with that. I do think Barca could run riot, but it's priced up as though they are meant to run riot. And they're not, maybe, they don't have a divine right to anymore. Let's not forget, though, when Valencia came here under a certain G. Neville. Absolute riot.
G. Neville Esquire.
7-0. Now, since then, Valencia have actually been here and won. Incredibly. But I don't think we'll see a 7-0, but I think we will see maybe a 2-3, 4-0. For that reason, I'm happy to take the enhanced odds as the selection in this. Neymar to score, Barca to win 2-0, 3-0 or 3-1, pushed out from 6-1 to 13-2.
Okay, on the enhanced odds offers then, 13-2 about a Neymar goal and Barca to win by 2-0, 3-0 or 3-1, correct score line. We move on to the final game on this week's podcast then, which comes from Ligue 1. It's PSG in action against Lyon, 1-2 about PSG here, 19-5 the draw and Lyon are 9-2. We mentioned PSG briefly there in passing when Barcelona inexplicably turned the tie on its head and managed to qualify for the quarterfinals of the Champions League at PSG's expense. They then had a very presentable opportunity the week after that to get back to winning ways against Lorient, who are quite frankly terrible. They got past Lorient, they got 3 points, they won 2-1. It wasn't a glorious performance. They went 2-0 up and then conceded. And they take on a Lyon side here who, albeit were beaten in 90 minutes by Roma, but got the job done in a tie that they won't have been fancied for in the Europa League. So to beat Roma over two legs, and their form generally in Ligue 1 has been pretty good as well, to be fair. They put 4 past Toulouse and 5 past Metz recently. I don't think this is going to be as easy a victory for PSG as the 1-2 perhaps suggests.
No, agreed. It's another not fantastic price on a team that you can normally rely on, granted, but still... You wouldn't. I personally wouldn't have wanted to back PSG last week. I know you were keen on them, weren't you?
Yeah, it's just Lorient, to take on Lorient. Yeah.
But like you said, they've got through that, and now that's out their system. The Barca defeat, and it won't be completely, but at least they're sort of, they've had their closure. They're moving on. It was a bad break.
Yes.
But they're doing their best.
You've got to get back on the horse.
Exactly. And they're not quite back on the horse yet, but they're sort of clinging on to its fetlocks, if you like.
Nice.
And I think, while the 4-9 is not very appealing, they just don't lose at home.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And Lyon have been so much better this season than they were last year, and they're not priced up as Lyon of old anymore, like they were last year. As such, you can sometimes find a bit of value with Lyon. And people will be looking at the fact that they're such a big price here and being a little bit tempted. Not for me, I'm afraid. I do think PSG win this. Again, the 4-9, if you want to take it, be my guest. Not quite for me, I'm afraid.
Okay.
And I'd even go as far as to say if you're having an acca, I wouldn't put PSG in at 4-9. I think it's the wrong price. I'm saying 4-9 is 1-2, isn't it?
So, yes.
Slightly better. Only just. So, the market, which I'm going to try and find now because I've got the market down, but haven't actually checked the price of it. It is the match handicap minus a goal PSG plus a goal Lyon.
So PSG to win by exactly a goal.
3-1.
Yeah.
I think PSG will win 1-0 or 2-1, quite simply. They're not going to run away with this. Lyon are too good to allow them just to completely batter them. PSG, in their current state, I don't think can batter anyone anyway. They're still slightly fragile. But I think they will win this. And it'll be by a goal, quite simply. 3-1 for PSG to win by a goal. That is on the match handicap betting, and it's match handicap minus a goal. You've got PSG minus a goal at 23-20, Lyon plus a goal 8-5, and in the middle it says tie, Paris Saint-Germain minus a goal versus Lyon plus a goal. That is PSG to win by a single goal. 3-1, best bet in the game.
Okay, I like that. PSG then to win by exactly a goal is in the betting at 3-1 for the late game in France. PSG taking on Lyon. Let's go to the naps then now, Alex. I'll give you first crack at this as you protected the £10 last week.
Yeah.
I lost another tenner.
Yeah.
I think I'm stuck 30, 40 quid for the season.
I'm going to apologise to Lewis, who listens to the podcast and does the naps for us. Lewis actually emailed me earlier this week and I completely ignored him. So sorry, Lewis. I was at Cheltenham, in my defence. I was very busy.
Oh, look at me. I was at Cheltenham and I'm too busy to put a nap on the podcast.
I can't do European naps because I'm at Cheltenham. So, yes.
If I was Lewis, it would have been a minus £10.
Well, it's a good job that you're not Lewis then, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah. And that's mainly only so I could get a bit closer.
Exactly. That's why he's trusted to result maps and you're trusted to do nothing at all other than present the podcast.
Fair enough.
This time around, I'm going to nap the enhanced odds on the Barca game.
Right.
Neymar to score, Barca to win 2-0, 3-0 or 3-1 at 13-2.
Okay, Neymar big price to score. Yeah, that is a big price snap. And Barca to win 2-0, 3-0 or 3-1. I am going to France for my nap this week. I'm actually going there, but I'm napping in Ligue 1. And Angers are 13-10 to beat Guingamp or Guingamp, however.
Guingamp. Call them what you want, mate.
Yeah, loads of people pronounce this one differently, but Angers, anyway, the home side, are Angers. 13-10 here. And this is a meeting of two sides who are probably a little bit marooned in mid-table, so I know not that many people like getting involved in games like this at this time of the season because they can go either way, but Guingamp's away form, awful, really. Mm. They come into this one off the back of four defeats in their last five. They've only won twice on the road all season. They beat Lyon, quite surprisingly, back in October, and they beat Nancy back in August. So the away form for Guingamp is pretty horrible, albeit that they're higher up in the table. And Angers are a good home side. They've won three of their last four at home. They're unbeaten in their last five. They've only conceded two during that time as well. And generally, they have been pretty good at home all season, and they're excellent coming into this at home. So a 3-0, 1-0, 2-1 victory in their last four, coupled with a 0-0 draw to Rennes. I think the 13-10 about Angers is too big for me, so I'll put them in as my nap this week at 13-10. We can't double our nap selections because you...
Because I'm difficult.
Yeah, because you've put an enhanced odds selection in there. But Angers for me at 13-10 will be the nap.
Okay, 13-10 for you, 13-2 for me. Mm. This could end the naps competition completely.
It could. I'll just be happy if I can crawl back into the black. I'm not too far away. £30-40 down, I think.
Well, we shall see. Anyway... right, should we go watch the Gold Cup now?
Yes, let's go and watch the Gold Cup. Thank you very much, Alex Dunn, for your thoughts on the European football.
Thank you, Sam.
This week. And do remember to check out the William Hill website for all the enhanced odds offers, all the bets on there. And of course, if you fancy something that we haven't got priced up, you can tweet at William Hill with the hashtag your odds on selected matches and we will price it up for you, or we'll try our very best to price it up for you. Acca 5 as well, if you have a fivefold accumulator across all sports and one leg lets you down, then we'll give you your money back as a free bet, as long as it is 5-1 or bigger.
And four means more.
And four means more as well. That is the other promotion in which if a game has four or more goals in it on selected matches, you'll get a 25% win bonus on the four main match markets, which are listed on the William Hill website if you want to get involved with that. Thank you, Alex.
Start.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.